Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Come on now. It won't hurt. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We praise, we worship you. We clap for you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, we're starting the seventh month. That's his perfect number. We ought to be expecting things in July, shouldn't we? Speaking things by faith and believing it's going to manifest. Whatever that may be. Finances, a job, anointing, calling on your life, your ministry, whatever it may be. You should bring it to pass in July. You should get it moving in your life by the Holy Spirit. Amen? Hallelujah. That great number seven, hallelujah, praise you, Jesus. Praise your Lord. Everybody, if you can, pray in the Spirit quietly. People get upset when I say pray in the Spirit. You ain't supposed to pray in the Spirit. Just be quiet. Pray in the Spirit. I thank you, Jesus. You have washed me in your blood. I thank you, Jesus, for your Holy Spirit, for authority over the flesh, authority over principalities and powers, authority over Leviathan, authority over Apollyon. I am in Christ. I am anointed. The anointing is teaching me all things. I give you praise, Jesus, for your Shekinah glory in this place, for your angels, for we are your bride. We are kings and priests. We are sons and daughters, and all because of you, Jesus, because you are the head, and the Holy Spirit will help us tap into the mind of Christ tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. The Holy Spirit wants to talk about discerning of spirits. You know, I see so many people in trouble. And we're going to look at some scriptures tonight, and maybe it'll turn you on. There's some people here loaded down. You just can't do spiritual warfare. You're loaded down in your life. And I'm going to show you some things scripturally because nothing should be able to load us down, because we got the blood, we got the name of Jesus. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. God's on my side. Amen? Hallelujah. You know, God wants us dead and the devil wants us dead. God wants us dead to ourselves. So we got this big death process that we're going through. And we don't want to give in to Satan. Amen? Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is the key in Christ. You see, he brings us in Christ, gets us to live and function from that place in Christ. If you would, Steve, 1 Corinthians 12:10. 1 Corinthians 12:10. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, different kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know what God told me at 3 o'clock this morning? You don't need no money to flow in the gifts. You don't need no money to come to the throne room. You don't need no money to receive grace. You don't need no money for the fivefold. We have to seek the kingdom, and God will open doors and take care of the money part. What we have been done, we've been brainwashed. I've got mindsets about we need this in place before we can do this. But there's a revelation there. Why I spoke that, because there's a revelation, there's a light there, a revelation about, see, we've always got money ahead of God. And I'm not saying you ain't supposed to work now. I want you to listen. I'm talking about the body of Christ. I'm talking about ministers, you see. Hallelujah. We always want money in place, and then we can do this here. But God said to me at 3 o'clock this morning, you don't need money to flow in the gifts. You don't need money to receive grace. You don't need money to love. You don't need money to have mercy and compassion in your life by the Holy Spirit. You don't need money for that. And yet everybody here at one time or another has sought God for some kind of finances to get your ministry off the ground, you see. But Jesus said, if you'll just seek the kingdom, I'll take care of the money. So you don't need money to do these things that God talks about that we can do in Scripture by the Holy Spirit. Amen? Now, he's not against you working. I don't want you to misunderstand what I'm saying. Some people leave here and say, he don't think we're supposed to work or nothing. I'm not even saying that. If that's where your brain is, you need to tell your mind to shut up. Speak to your dirt. Amen? Hallelujah. So you don't need money to minister the gifts. Wonderful gifts here. And we're going to talk about discerning of spirits, because a lot of people are weighed down with a lot of things and don't know why you're weighed down. But God will show you scripturally tonight. And see, Paul had this problem all his ministry, hindering spirits. Hindering spirits. Amen? So let's turn there so you'll know where I'm coming from. 1 Thessalonians 3:18. That's the one we're going to pick out. See? God, the Holy Spirit, wants us to discern when we're being hindered by spirits. Amen? And there's all kinds of spirits out there, saints, and they just love to get you in trouble. They just love to get you weighed down. They just love to get you stuck in one place. See, it's time here for the body to go forward. It's time that revival breaks out in our lives, and we are now tapping into the blessings of the Lord Jesus Christ, because every promise is yes, yes. So this morning when he said you don't need money, I really didn't get, for half an hour he spoke to me at 3 o'clock this morning, and he went through all these things that you don't need money for. And I'm sure he'll come back tonight, and we'll finish up some things. You know the first thing your mind thinks of? Good God, Lord, I got to get some sleep. But when you wake up, you're all refreshed. You know, have you noticed that? But the mind loves to complain to God. If he disturbs us, maybe sleeping or something, we just get disturbed with God. Well, he wakes me up quite often at 3 o'clock in the morning. How many get woken up early in the morning here? Ain't that fun? Now, come on, the flesh is saying, no, it's not fun. But I'll tell you one thing. If you'll write down, you'll get more revelation about God, about Jesus, about who you are in Christ during that period of time. He'll encourage you. You're full of power. You're full of the anointing. You have the mind of Jesus Christ. There's angels in your room. And you're just a blessed person. Then the flesh wakes up in the morning and starts complaining. The first thing, if it's cloudy out, oh my God, another miserable day. See, we kind of flow with the clouds. If it's cloudy out, we get cloudy. Well, guess where that's coming from? It ain't coming from the Holy Spirit within you. You're being hindered. So I want you to listen right here in 3:18. Paul also mentions this in Romans a couple of places. But anyway, 1 Thessalonians 2:18, I'm sorry. Therefore, we wanted to come to you, even I, Paul, time and again, but Satan hindered us. So we're going to look at some scriptures here, how you can get hindered. There's people here who are loaded down, who need to walk out of here free tonight. There's people in here who have got your minds full of some things, and you can't get it out of your mind. It just torments you. Well, these are hindering spirits. And the enemy doesn't want you going forth in Jesus. He don't want you speaking Jesus. He don't want you believing you're anointed. He doesn't want you to believe. He wants you to believe, I ain't ever going to have a ministry. I ain't ever going forward. I ain't never going to have anything. People are battling that right here in this place here tonight. Amen? Well, those are hindering spirits, and he'll do all kinds of things to stop you from getting in the Word of God, stop you from praying in tongues, stop you from, and he'll try to get you to focus on finances, because you'll say, well, maybe that's the problem. I need money. I need money. No, you just need Jesus. You need the anointing. You see, you don't have to have no money to do all these things that God told me to repeat to you. That you see, whether it's the gifts, whether it's fruits, whether it's grace, whether it's coming to the throne room, whether it's visions, whether it's dreams, you don't need no money for all any of that. You don't even need no money to be anointed to minister. What? She said, what did he say? See, God wants to give you money if you seek the kingdom. That's up to him to add that to you. But all the things in Scripture that you can do and you don't need money for. Think about it. I'm saying this tonight because there's a revelation, there's a light there somewhere for all of us. Amen? Well, when you look at television, you see them, they got to have money for the cameras, they got to have money for this, they got to have money for that, they got to have money for this and so on and so forth. Well, God wants you separated from that and wants you to understand that you have an anointing in your life and you don't need money to minister the gifts. You don't need money to come to the throne room. You don't need money for grace. You don't need money for God's love. You don't need money for God's compassion. Amen? There's a revelation here for all of us saints. We have been so brainwashed to think we got to have this so we can do this. So we put money first, and then if this comes in, then we can do this. Strange, ain't it? Turn to 1 Samuel. Steve, if you would, 1 Samuel 17. Hallelujah. That's what we're going to talk about, discerning spirits, being hindered by spirits. And this is physical hindrances we're going to look at first. Then we can look at some spiritual hindrances. But this is physical. He'll try to get you way down with religion. Let's just read the scripture here. Hallelujah. I'm going to read probably 37, 38, and 39. Moreover, David said, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the jaw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of the Philistine. And so Saul said to David, go, and the Lord be with you. So Saul clothed David with his armor. Now, here's this all this natural stuff that we get weighed down with. It could be religion. It could be taking on someone's emotional problems. It could be our own emotionals. When you're going to do battle, saints, all you need is to speak the name of Jesus. All you need is the anointing flowing in your life, the power of the Holy Spirit. But Saul don't know it, so he's going to weigh him down here. So Saul clothed David with his armor and put a bronze, I'm in verse 38, and a helmet on his head. He also clothed him with a coat of mail. David fastened his sword to his armor and tried to walk, for he had not tested them. And David said to Saul, I cannot walk with these, for I have not tested them. So David took them all off. See, that's what God wants us. He wants us stripped of everything. He don't want us into religious, weighed down with all kinds of religious things, all kinds of emotional problems. When you're going to fight the devil, you see, you want to be free. You want to be able to speak in the name of Jesus. You want to be able to speak the blood of Jesus Christ. And yet people will try to weigh other people down with, you need money. See, that comes up a natural thing. You need this before you can do this. Well, Saul didn't know any better, so he puts all this stuff on David, and David says, I can't even walk. I can't fight with this. And so sometimes we're weighed down heavily with emotions. People put it on us. Sometimes we take on other people's problems. Sometimes we take on the world's problems. Sometimes we look at Fox and take on them problems. And sometimes we look at Obama and the Republicans and Democrats and we take on their problems. And we get all weighed down. And when we get in that position and the devil sees you in that position, he comes attacking. Because we're preoccupied, we're all weighed down with things, and God wants us free. So the kingdom teaching is where you find freedom. you see. There's three enemies of God: the flesh, the devil, and the world. Those are enemies of God. And so what the devil tries to do, he tries to get you involved or interested in trying to solve the problems of the world, trying to solve the problems of the next door neighbor, trying to solve the problems of Washington, D.C. And we get all weighed down with it and so on and so forth. That's what he does. You see, it gets very heavy. Then he comes. Then the devil comes. Your flesh is weighed down with emotional problems and all these worries and so on and so forth. Then he comes to you. The enemy does. He's actually getting you interested, and he weighs you down with this stuff. Now you can't fight him because your mind has mindsets, and you have a mindset about this over here and this problem over here, and you really can't pray in tongues. You really don't speak in the name of Jesus. And he can pretty much put any thought he wants in your mind at that point. Are you listening? Hallelujah. So that's what he tries to do. That's called a hindering spirit. He can hinder the flesh. So I've been in ministry all these years, and I preach, because I had to learn this a long time ago. Do not get emotionally involved with people. Get spiritually involved. In other words, if someone comes to you and they're weighed down with all these problems, you simply tell them the scripture. This is your answer. See, a lot of people take this on, and they're weighed down, and all of a sudden, their ministry suffers. Their finances suffer. And then we run around like trying to find a key or an answer. Why is all these problems going on in my life? Why can't I sleep at night? Because he'll weigh you down. Saul says, here, put this on, put that on. And you know, the devil wants you to put that emotion on and put that emotion on. Worry about Obama. Worry about the Republicans. Worry about the world. Worry about people out of work. There's a simple spiritual answer. If my people. Amen? That's what you're supposed to be doing. You ain't supposed to be taking on everybody's problems. If someone comes to you with a problem, all you do is the Spirit of God will give you a word or a scripture or a chapter, and you tell them this is your answer. Well, at that point, most people don't want to hear that. They want you to get in their emotions. They want to tell you all about these things. You ought to walk around with some earplugs. The minute they start, stick them in there. You say, See, that's what happens to me after I preach. When the anointing's on me, you can stand in my face and say all kinds of things. And I say, that's nice, praise God. Wow, really? Half the time I have no idea what you're talking about. But I'm very polite and very nice and say, wow, really? David said, I got to take this stuff off. I'm going up against a giant. You see, you can't be weighed down when you're going up against a financial problem, when you're going up against a sickness or a disease, whether it be in your family or whether it be someone else's. You can't be weighed down with all this stuff. You got to be able to flow in the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Spirit wants to give you the power and the anointing. And he wants to flow the gifts through you. He don't want your flesh all weighed down, so your flesh is trying to run the Holy Spirit. Amen? See, I learned this a long time ago, and I got out of it. I got free from that. And if you don't get free from it, saints, you'll whine about this one, you'll whine about that one, you'll take on her problem, their problem. Isn't that terrible? When we're driving down here, I think my wife missed her calling. She's always saying, did you see him cut in front of him? I said, I don't care. Well, did you see? He didn't. He went right through that red light. I don't care. As long as you don't hit me. Well, that one's going out the wrong way. I don't care. She could have made a lot of money as traffic manager. But I think women do that, you see, and I don't. She says, don't you care that daddy? I said, no, I don't. That he made that decision to go the wrong way. I didn't. You should see that cat. That cat passed three people. I don't care if you pass five. See, I don't open myself up to get weighed down with all kinds of things. If someone goes home to be with the Lord, hey, we'll see him in sometime later on. See, if you get all bent out of shape because someone goes home to be with the Lord, everybody says, well, Leland was young. Well, so wasn't Jesus. He was only 33. All the apostles were young. Have you ever thought of that? Well, I want 120 years. Who wants 120 years sitting in a nursing home with a cane? What? Is it time to eat, Mary? No, there's a couple more. Okay. See, we get weighed down with all kinds of things. If anybody's a Christian and you're all bent out of shape because they went home, you know what that is? It's you. You ought to be happy he's in heaven. His journey's over. No more light bills? No more mortgage payments? No more seeing the gas go up and down like a yo-yo? See, if you can ever get free, that's why some people don't like me. I don't get all bent out of shape and sensitive about all these things in the world. See, I pounded the Word of God in me, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God, the kingdom law, the kingdom law. I'm free by the Spirit in Christ Jesus. I'm free by the Spirit in Christ Jesus. I'm free. I'm free. I mean, you can turn the news on, so-and-so shot so-and-so, someone got drunk and ran over so-and-so, and Let me give you a little prophecy. You're going to see California come down. The next state is going to be New York because of their stand they took. I guarantee you, you're going to see those states in big-time trouble, more trouble than they can handle. And if you wonder what I'm talking about, same-sex marriage and all this stuff. You know, they live together anyway. But they want us to pass a law to approve them and to agree with them. Well, so David got all kind. Saul said, oh, put this on, put that on. See, a lot of people today say, oh, put this on. No, do this, do this. Turn around three times and spit. And it doesn't do any good. Hallelujah. See, you got to get that old soulish area dead. I never heard in my life more people whining about this and about that. See, I'm not concerned about the budget in America and all this stuff. I'm not concerned about it. My wife came to me today and said, you know something? God ran a whole bunch of stuff by me. And it started back when we were in ministry. We didn't have nothing. And we were buying homes and selling homes and getting church buildings and selling them. And we looked at each other today and said, how did we do that? Well, we didn't. God done it. We had a building we sold for $1.2 million. And it's now up for sale for $700,000. God sold it for us for $1.2 million. Now it's back down to $700,000. And she brought that to my attention. We bought a house for $60,000 and sold it for $130,000. Made $80,000 on it. That's all God. Do you think I'm going to worry about that mortgage and that bank and that there? No, I'm concerned about the kingdom in my life. What is running me? Because if you don't, these hindering spirit saints will load you down in the physical realm as well as the spiritual realm. And you'll say, I feel all uptight. What is going on? I don't feel like I can pray. I don't feel like dressing up the helmet of salvation and all this. I don't feel like I can do warfare. I feel all loaded down. Have you ever felt that way? Well, that's what this message is about. To let you know, you see, you gotta get to this place where the Spirit of God is in your life, and you don't get bent out of shape every time something happens. You may feel bad about it. Praise the Lord. He also, Paul also mentioned this in Romans 1:13, Romans 15:22. He was hindered. See, Paul was serving God, but there was hindering spirits and so on and so forth. The next place we'll turn is Acts 27. That was physical about David. This is Acts 27. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I guess 27, 18 to 38. Here we got it, Steve. You coming, huh? Acts 27. Yeah, I started with 18, didn't I? Yeah, 18. But this, and I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but this is when they're in the ocean and they had to start throwing things over the side. Remember that? You know, some people will not cast out things or throw things away that they need to throw away. They just let it weigh them down. And Paul says, you should have listened to me in the beginning. But they were going to sink, so they had to unload the boat. They had all this stuff here, and they had to throw this over the side and throw that over the side. You know, there's a lot of people here that need to get rid of things, and you can't get rid of it. And it's causing you to sink. You're not getting to that place in God where God would have you to be. Everybody is loaded down one way or the other. This is another physical way of the enemy hindering us and loading us down. Sometimes we got things. I know a person, a friend of mine, you couldn't get a toothpick in his garage. Nor his car either. He just loaded down with everything. See, I'm a thrower. My wife's a saver, and I'm a thrower. If anything's sitting around, it looks like dump, it goes. I throw everything out. See? I'm a rascal. That's right. Hallelujah. I'm a rascal. It was funny the other day. I'm cleaning the kitchen for my wife, and I came to this book, and she's watching me. And I'm like this, and I kind of peeked out of it. Yes. I'm watching you. She had just bought this book. This woman, she buys this woman's book that she reads all the time. But if it sat there more in the day. People keep junk and stuff. And it weighs you down. See, in my garage, you can drive in. I push the button, it goes up, and I can drive my vehicle right inside the garage. Nice, everything's in its place. What's loading you down? What do you have to get rid of? I told someone just 6 or 8 months ago, you need to get rid of that. Well, they ain't got rid of it yet. See, it becomes a god to us. We just hoard everything. We got this old shoe laying in the corner, can't find the other one. You ought to throw that down. No, no. It's almost like a sacred cow or something. Well, that's what the book of Acts was about. Paul said, you shouldn't listen to me. Now they got to start throwing things over the side. See, the reason why this message is coming forward, you see, God wants you to listen to it. What is weighing you down? What is stopping you from doing spiritual warfare? What has somebody dressed you up in, some kind of religion and so on and so forth? What have you got that you need to get rid of? It's become a god to you, and you almost worship it. I know people, It's like a herd of cattle went through their house. They got boxes and food and clothes piled up like... I'm telling you, this is hindering spirits. They want you to worship things. He wants you to worship things. He wants you to hold on to things. I go out and buy a coat, and if I buy one, I give two away. If I buy a suit, I give two away. Say what? It sounds good, don't it? Yeah. Hallelujah. People don't realize, but these are hindering spirits that causes us to do these things. You see, if the devil can get my garage full of junk where I'm almost worshiping it, I don't even know it's in there alone. There's stuff in the back. It's been there 5 years. Don't even know it's in there. But don't you touch it. I'm going to throw it. No. See, he's so tricky, he will get you to worship your junk and your grudge. He'll get you to even protect it and fight over it. And if he can get you to do that, he's got you going his way. Amen? Hallelujah. Now let's look at some spiritual attacks. Turn, if you would, Steve, please, Matthew 4. These are all hindering spirits. Matthew 4, 8 to 10. Hallelujah. I may not do the whole thing, but we'll turn there. Again, the devil took him up on an exceeding high mountain. Let me tell you something, saints. Well, let me finish reading this verse. High mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory. And he said to him, all these things I will give you if you'll fall down. That's what Satan wants us to do. He wants us to bow down to him. Listen to me. Satan cannot offer you nothing. You have the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords in you. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Every promise in Jesus Christ is yes, yes. So if you're being offered something, you need to discern it. Because he can't give you nothing today, because the finished work of Jesus Christ, the blood covenant, everything belongs to us as born-again Christians. He can't give you nothing. Yet, if he can get you to worship the junk, if he can get you to dress up in all kinds of religious things and so on and so forth, thoughts will come into your mind, and he will get you convinced, you see, that he can do this for you, and some people think it's God. You know why? We don't take time to discern. We don't call upon the Holy Spirit. We don't check it out scripturally. The devil can't give you nothing. So when he was talking to Jesus here, again in verse 8, again the devil took him up on a high exceeding mountain and showed, these are spiritual hindrances now, showed him all the kingdoms of the world, then glory. Then he said to him, all these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. See, Jesus is talking about his power. That's what you'll tell the devil, you see. But if he can get you to worship the junk in the garage, if he can get you to dress up all and you're tired and you can't do spiritual warfare, you're having trouble praying in tongues, the devil is hindering you. That's a hindering spirit. If you're despondent, if you're oppressed, if you can't sleep, he has all kinds of ways of coming to the flesh. And the Spirit of God is in us, and he's given us that wonderful gift of discerning of spirits. Why am I going through it? Why am I weighed down? Why can't I pray? Why can't I read the Word of God? Well, when you look at yourself, you'll find your focus is on the stuff in the garage, or you put all kinds of religious things on. You're running the old film all the time. You just feel all beat up. You feel like God's gone on vacation. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, see, that these are spiritual. These are spiritual attacks, hindrances. Matthew 19, Steve, if you would, please. Matthew 19. Hallelujah. Matthew 19. 23 to 24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, this is the reason why I started out about money. Then Jesus said to his disciples, surely I say to you, it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I say to you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. See, every time we put money forward, we're getting out of the kingdom. And God says, I've met people who are very wealthy and talked to them, and you can't convince them they need to be saved. Because money has got them everything they need. Home, car, wife, maybe three wives, who knows. But many, many different things. God wants you to know you can do everything without money. You can flow in the gifts. You can get grace. You can get mercy. You can get compassion. You can get washed in the blood. Nothing involves money. Money has nothing to do with it. Why? We must seek the kingdom, saints. We must seek the kingdom of God. We must learn that wealth must not come first. Money must not come first, because money becomes a god. If I had received a lot of money, I used to say, God, now if you let me win the lotto, this is years ago, I'll give here and give there. I'd have been back in the world that quick. So when he woke me up at 3 o'clock this morning, well, he didn't. I woke up and all this stuff is running through my mind. He took about a half an hour and said, you don't need money for this. You don't need money for this. You don't need money for mercy. You don't need money for compassion. You don't need money for love. You don't need money for moving in the gifts of the Spirit. And yet we're taught we need money placed here so I can do this over here. You see what I'm saying? So wealth, you know, we know he blessed Abraham. We blessed Solomon. He blessed Joseph, and on and on and on. And we know he does bless with finances. But this whole thing coming in the New Testament has turned around. He wants us to seek the kingdom. He doesn't want money first. He wants to bless us with money. Once I've died to self and once I realize it's the kingdom that's important to me. It's not the junk in the garage, you see. There's people sitting here tonight that God wants to minister and set you free. You're weighed down. You can't pray. Oh, you make an attempt at it, but you're not getting through anywhere. You just feel like you're all beat up and so on and so forth. And God wants to free you. But what do we have in our lives that we're trying to hold on to, and we're almost making it a god, you see? Well, money will do the same thing. I had a bunch of money in my hand the other day, and God, my wife said to me, put that in the drawer. You'll give it all away. See, she knows me. See, I'm tapped into a place in God where it never shuts off. If I give 500 away, 1,000 comes back. If I give 100 away, it always comes back. I'm never broke. Do you know that? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, that's the reason why Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. So you don't need money. You need to go to work. I'm not saying that, but you don't need money to do all these things in Scripture. You don't need money. If you'll seek the kingdom, and if you'll move in the gifts, and move in his love, and move in his fruits, and go to the throne room, and move in the grace of God, and all this stuff that don't cost you no money, you see, and then a time comes when you need money, God will bless you. Are you listening? But we're taught, because of TV and everything else, money must be here. That'll open a door for me so I can go move in the gifts. You don't need no money to move in the gifts. I caught on this a long time ago. I don't know why he woke me up at 3 o'clock. He said, tell the people this. Because I think what we do with God, we put things here. God, I've got to get this so I can do this. Don't you understand? And God's saying, no, you don't need this to do this. You see that? You see the revelation of the light there? Most of us put something to God. If I can get this, then I can do this. If I can get this, then I can do this. But the purity of God, the Holy Spirit, is saying, you don't need money to do that. You can flow in the gifts. And I really think that it'll hinder you when you put anything before the kingdom. When you're telling God, I can't flow in the gifts, or I can't do this, and so on and so on. I need this tent, I need this building, I need this. We're talking about the fivefold, we're talking about, because when God lets you flow someplace, he'll provide. If you're a pastor, he'll provide. See, we got it all turned around turned around today. We got to go to God. We got to plant a seed because we need some money. Why do we need some money? Well, I believe my calling's a pastor, so I need some money. If you'll just serve God without money, someday money will come. But there's no charge. If you notice, Ellery Mayo don't take up a collection. Well, praise God. Can you receive that tonight, this discerning of spirits? I'm telling you, there's people in here loaded down one way or the other. And I'm not going to be go around and check your garages. I ain't going to check your bonds. I ain't going to check your garages. I ain't going to check your bedroom. I ain't going to check your house. I'm just putting the word of God out here to you. A lot of things we worship, saints. Is there something you got? Don't raise your hands. Is there something you got? Boy, you just guide your light. Boy, you wouldn't give that up for anything. That means he's not Lord. David said, I didn't test this stuff out, man. I'm all weighed down. I'm going up against this giant. I can't have. What kind of religion has weighed you down? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Put on number 7 in the orange. Number 7, Jeff, please. Hallelujah. I usually play a song. It's better than hearing me sing. Hallelujah.
This day, oh, I'm privileged to be. that's breaking down the walls of man and setting God's children free. The beautiful, beautiful spirit of the dove that's breaking down the walls of man and setting God's children free. In these last days, you're pouring out of your love, just the way you said it'd be. There are hands reaching up and a spirit coming down. They're singing their songs of jubilee. There's healing of the mind and the soul of every man. You're meeting all of our needs. I'm a part of the move of the spirit of the dove that's breaking down the walls of man and setting God's children free. The beautiful, beautiful spirit of the dove that's breaking down the walls of man and setting God's children free. It's the beautiful, beautiful spirit of the dove that's breaking down the walls of man and setting God's children free.
Father God, we thank you and we praise you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the dove, the Holy Spirit in our lives. We thank you for the anointing, the Shekinah glory in this place, Lord. We thank you that the Holy Spirit is here to minister. We thank you, Lord, that any heaviness in people's lives will be removed tonight by your power, Lord Jesus Christ. You are Lord over the universe. You are Lord over our lives. We turn to you, Lord Jesus Christ, so that we can get in freedom, Lord, so we can worship and praise you, Lord, so that we can pray in the tongues, Lord, and so that we can put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, shoring our feet with the supernatural peace of you, Lord Jesus, holding up the shield, you, Jesus, our faith. Yes, taking the sword, the Spirit, the Word of God. Some people here, Lord, can't even do that. They're just bound, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that there's nothing in our lives or nothing in our houses or garages that's a god to us, Lord, and that if it is, we'll, by your love and by your power, discard it and throw it out, Lord. And we just give you praise and honor and glory that we have sons and daughters who want to be free, Lord, not be hindered by Satan, not be hindered by fleshly things, Lord, and not be hindered by spiritual things. We want to walk in the freedom so that we can break these hindering spirits off from other people. So we don't want to be occupied with hindering spirits. We want to be occupied with the mind of Christ, the Word of God. We want to be occupied with your name, Jesus, worshiping and praising you and just enjoying your presence and your glory that falls upon us. So we give you praise and honor and glory tonight, Lord, that you're here to break the yoke of bondage, Lord, to take away that which we've been wrapped up in, Lord. But tonight we'll be free because of your love and because of your grace and because of your power. So it's in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, we ask in Jesus' name, let this special anointing come upon anybody here who needs to have this anointing, who needs a fresh touch, who needs their minds freed, who needs their emotions freed that are weighed down with all kinds of different things. Teach us, Holy Spirit, not to get emotionally involved, but to get spiritually involved. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Praise you, King Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed Jesus. Blessed Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. The peace of Jesus filling this place. The peace of Jesus. Ooh, the kingdom, the kingdom, the kingdom laws, the kingdom laws. Help us, Holy Spirit. Help us, Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We praise and honor you and worship you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And Father God, we just thank you that we're in right standing through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And this number 7 is a perfect number. We got a whole month ahead of us, Lord. We ask, Lord, that the Spirit convict us, Lord, to pray for souls, Lord, to pray for healings and miracles. Pray for revival, Lord, a spiritual awakening, Lord, in our families, Lord, in our homes, in our finances, in the body of Christ, Lord. Yes, help us, Holy Spirit, that we don't get caught up in our flesh, but we get caught up in you, Holy Spirit, that we'll do the mind of Christ and do it according to God's will. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If anybody here is struggling with not being able to pray, you may think you're bound in some area, a hindering spirit, God wants to free you tonight. And so if you want prayer for any of that or anything else, it doesn't have to be that. I'm going to pray for everybody tonight who wants prayer. But you don't have to say anything when you come up here. God's going to free you. God's going to free you. If there's something weighing you down, maybe it's something that happened 10 years ago. There's somebody here that you just keep running that film and something happened in your life 10 years ago and it's still bothering you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. If anybody wants prayer, come up here now, right now, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Holy, 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 holy. Holy, holy, holy. Get up here and raise your hands. Close your eyes. Hallelujah. Praise you. Come right in here, dear. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God is moving differently here tonight, but He is moving. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God says, my daughter, there's going to be a turnaround. There has been sometimes solid doors that you just couldn't get through. There's been walls that have been placed in front of you. There's been hindering spirits. But God says tonight, my daughter, you're going to go over them. You're going to go through the doors that I open that no man will close. I'm going to bless you with the anointing of my Spirit upon your life. And peace is going to rise up in you and cause all the storms and the hindering things to stop in your life, whether they're physical or spiritual. God says tonight is the night for grace to fall upon you. Favor with God in such a way that you'll feel the freedom from the top of your mind to the top of your head to the soles of your feet. A presence of the Holy Spirit going through you and bringing you into that place where you've desired to be. Yes, you've been on the outside looking in many times and wondering, how can I go to the next level? What is going on in me? But God says tonight, He will take you. He will take you by His Spirit, and He'll anoint you even in a fresh anointing and bring you into a place that you have desired to be. God says it's your night and you have the grace and the favor with Him. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I touch you right now, Lord. Oh, in Jesus' name, Lord. Oh, the presence of Jesus, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Father God, I touch her right now, and I deliver her, Lord, and free her, Lord.
I free her mind. I free her emotions. I free her family, Lord. I free her finances right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Every bit must go in the name of Jesus. Every bit, stop! Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. You lying spirit, bind you in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, the presence. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, I touch him right now, Lord, and I thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit. The ministry of the Holy Spirit. Oh. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Jesus. You know, I can see the Holy Spirit just turning inside of you, just turning inside of you, turning all, he's just stirring all kinds of supernatural things up in your heart and in your soulish area and your thinking. It's just coming up into your thinking, the Holy Spirit turning all kinds of things. And the question is, how do you get into and do what is turning in you? God says, be patient, my son, for my spirit will teach you and will counsel you and comfort you. The doors will be open when necessary because I am Lord, Lord over the universe. Hallelujah. Lord over doors. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Every bit of it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I touch my brother. The power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Of Jesus, the touch of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The touch of Jesus. The touch of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The touch of Jesus. The touch of Jesus. In Jesus' name, your wonderful glory and presence, Lord. Ooh, hallelujah. The touch of Jesus, the touch of Jesus. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I just seen a floodgate opened up, a floodgate open in the spirit realm, a floodgate open up. There's some things were unclear that are going to be cleared in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch you right now. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
God says, my son, he's turning something around. There's something that needs to be adjusted within the spirit, in your spirit and the Holy Spirit, and God's adjusting that right now. You're going to feel a fresh wind come into your life, a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit, and with it will bring a fresh revival in just revelation about me, saith the Lord, and revelation about
where I would have you to be, and you being in my will. All these things are going to break open inside of you by the Holy Spirit, and He's going to really bring some things that have been fighting to become alive in your life, because your flesh at times has been fighting some things, stopping a life that comes from the Holy Spirit, because there's another ladder, another step, another place in the Shekinah glory that God would have you to go and God would have you to see. It's going to have a calming effect on your life. It's going to have a calming effect on your life. There's times of storms, and God says, I'm going to have you step up and speak my peace. And you're going to have a quiet spirit about you, and it's going to quiet the storm, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Oh, just running all through his mind, all through his emotions, all through his body, Lord. Change, Lord. You are in the change business, Lord Jesus Christ. You change minds and bodies, Lord. And spirits, Lord, we just give you praise and honor and glory, Lord. No longer hindering spirits, no longer hindering spirits, no longer Leviathan. I bind Leviathan in the name of Jesus. No longer spirit of destruction, Lord. Oh, he'll come alive with the Holy Spirit, the power, for greater is he that's in him than he that's in the world. And we thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus, for this anointing that breaks the yoke, Lord. Yes, the Holy Spirit's going to teach him now. He's going to a new level. We thank you, Lord. I speak this into his life. Oh, I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, I speak into him right now, life. I speak the Spirit of God, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, Lord. I thank you and I praise you, Lord. There has been some worries and some concerns in your life. It's something that's been going on in your mind, in your emotions. God says, my son, come to me, ask my spirit to help you, and he'll counsel you through it. And you'll come out the other end where it will not be a burden to you, a worrisome thing to you, a concern with you, because you're coming deeper in me, saith the Lord. And I'm going to become very important in your life, and you're going to recognize that, and you're going to call upon my spirit, and he's going to respond to you, and you're going to go to different places in me, saith the Lord, and see different things. And remember, it costs nothing. It costs nothing. You don't need money. You don't need money. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Did you have something wrong with your hips or shoulders or back or something? Was it Sunday? Is it you or someone else?
It was me. I don't remember what day it was.
Oh.
I was in a car accident 10 years ago.
Well, how's it doing now?
The sciatica is better if I stretch my leg, which someone in the congregation told me to do.
Yeah, you stretch. Okay. That's good, yeah.
I do still have pain in my back. My left leg, my lower neck, and my upper neck. And I get headaches.
Betty, come lay hand on back. Yeah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, right now, Lord, we touch, Lord, these are your hands, Lord Jesus, where the gift of healing flows through these hands. Excuse me. In the name of Jesus. So every bit of accident 10 years ago, Lord, we don't care about that. We care about now, Lord, about your healing love, Lord Jesus. And I speak it through my wife's hands, through my hands, into her back right now, all through her vertebrae, her spine. Headaches are no longer going to be in her mind. I adjust right now by faith in the name of Jesus. Any blood vessels, any brain parts that need to be adjusted, I speak to them in the name of Jesus. And I thank you and I praise you, Lord Jesus, for you are the one that takes headaches away. You are the one that adjust and heals blood vessels and brains and backs and vertebrae. So we thank you and we praise you as me and my wife touch her in faith in you, Lord Jesus, knowing, Lord, that you are faithful, Lord, to your gifts as your Spirit of God releases for your glory into her body right now, Lord. in Jesus' holy name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, we praise you, Lord. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your Shekinah glory, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Something new into your daughter tonight, Lord. Something new and fresh, Lord. Oh, something new and fresh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Coming from within you, Lord Jesus, through these hands by the power of your Holy Spirit. Going right into her mind, her emotions, throughout her body. Bringing peace and strength. Reviving her body right now. Reviving, refreshing your power, Lord Jesus. Oh, your power, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? Give him a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. Father God, we thank you, Lord, as we speak into people's lives, using your voice and the anointing and power of your Holy Spirit. We exalt and lift you up tonight, Lord Jesus Christ. You are Lord over this ministry, Lord over our lives, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we're just going to keep reminding ourselves of number 7, Lord. And we're going to get some of your promises that are yes, yes, Lord. And we're going to speak them. And we're going to release our faith in the name of Jesus. And those promises are going to come to pass in July. We just give you praise and honor and glory, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Number 7, Lord. Oh, we thank you. We praise you. That perfect number, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. How we honor you with our lives, Lord. Tonight, Lord, we honor you with our tongues and our lips, Lord, and our ears and our eyes, the 5 senses, Lord. Oh, we just give ourselves over to you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for this wonderful refreshing tonight, for this word, Lord, that came forward from your word by the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord. How it helps us, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that it doesn't take money, Lord. It doesn't take money. That's your business, Lord Jesus. We don't need money to move in the gifts or your grace or your love or your peace or your joy or your compassion or your mind, Lord Jesus. It's all free, Lord, to us, Lord. And we will freely give it and pass it on to other people, Lord, and free them, Lord. So we give you praise and honor and glory tonight, Lord, for your wonderful message that started this morning at 3 o'clock, Lord, and is finished here in this building in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. And everybody said, amen. Give the Lord a clap offering again. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.